Jermaine, first of all, personally, is that a weight off your shoulders tonight, getting that goal?
I don't know if it's a weight off your shoulder. I just feel like it's one of the moments you can go, do you know what I mean? Now you want to, I mean, as on a personal note, you sort of like, you always look for that first goal of the season. I've been lucky enough the last few seasons I've managed to score on opening day, but no, it's just a case of staying calm. And I always knew that the goals are going to come when we start firing as a team. You know, there's so much quality in the dressing rooms. I just always felt that it was a matter of time before, you know, you get those sort of chances around the box and stuff like that. I just kept saying to the boys, I'll keep making them runs. And yeah, just keep getting in positions where you're going to score. And, you know, great ball by Jordan. And all I have to do really is just be clever and just turn and finish it. Great moment, yeah.
You mentioned the ball by Jordan there. He had quite an impact when he came on, didn't he?
Yeah, I felt like he was unbelievable, to be honest. I mean, it's not always easy to come off the bench and make that sort of impact because, you know, to get a grip to the game and to sort of like get your second wind in that, but he came on, he was sharp, you know, and he looked strong. And I felt like he changed the game. I felt like he changed the game. Technically, he's so good. And yeah, you know, just that pass around the box, something clever, you know, he was composed and he sort of like just looked at me and he just sort of like rolled it down the side for me to turn and to finish it. So yeah, I'm happy for Jordan, yeah.
And what about what the win does for the dressing room tonight as well? Because it just gets your season up and going.
Massively, you know, it changes the whole atmosphere around the place. And that's always positive, to be honest. But, you know, it's like when you win games and that, the atmosphere and stuff like that, you know, change, buzzing again. And you just look forward to the next games. Hopefully we can go on a good run. But the lads are delighted. I felt like we deserved it, to be honest. I felt like we controlled the game in the first half. And obviously they got the goal. We didn't panic, kept it going. And I felt like we deserved that win tonight, yeah.
Was mental strength a big part of it? Because having dominated the first half, to then quite quickly after the break find yourself one down must have been pretty hard
to
take.
Yeah, I always feel like, especially at this sort of level, the pinnacle, it's important that you're mentally strong because, you know, at the end of the day, it's football. What if you go a goal down? Then what's going to happen then? Do you change your game plan or do you panic? No, you've got to stay calm and just continue doing the same things. Continue working hard, sticking together as a group. And then you always get your rewards at the end, and I just felt like we didn't panic, mentally strong, still dominated even when a goal down, great character, and a deserved win.
And you stick for Andrew Sermon in there, who's an unlikely goal hero because he hasn't scored for 2.5 years. I don't know if you're aware of that.
Yeah, the goal was unbelievable. I just said to him, you know, he was so calm to take the first touch and not panic in the box like that, you know, it was and just roll it in the corner. That was brilliant.
What about going forward now? Because you've obviously got Tuesday night against Brighton, there'll be a bit of rotation for that. But suddenly going to Everton now, they've just had a bad result in the Europa League. The whole mindset, the whole situation changes, doesn't it?
Yeah, but I don't think you can look at the situation and think, well, Everton, it's a good time to play them. Because to be honest, we said that against Arsenal. We felt like it was a good time to play Arsenal. But I mentioned before, it's the Premier League, anything can happen. But I just feel for us, it was important to sort of like go down the back of a win. You know, the lads would be confident. And I mean, you just got to go there and be confident and try and win the game. It's as simple as that. We play Brighton Tuesday night in the Cup, a game that we want to try and win to keep that winning mentality, win every game we play. And then just kick on from here.
Just finally, you're on that landmark or the brink of another landmark, 199, isn't it? League goals now for you?
No, 159.
Oh, is it?
Premier League.
Oh, okay, right. 199 in league, I think.
Oh, really?
All told, yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So I'll be 200, yeah?
So the next one will be 200 in the league. So we're even including the goals at Bournemouth first time round.
Oh,
there,
wow, I didn't know that. It's obviously a little incentive and that. And it's, when I do it, it'll be, again, it'll be a special moment. So I'll get 200 in league all leagues and then I think 160 Premier League. So, yeah, it's special. And I believe in this team, I'll score a lot of goals because there's so much quality. And then not only me, but Kingy, Benny, and Callum's coming back from injury. All the strikers, you know, we're going to get chances to score goals because we've got so much quality. So that's that's the beauty about playing for this club and this team.